Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Hang On.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm sure you heard about that mountain climber who took the challenge to go hiking in the Alps. He was walking along a narrow precipice and stumbled off the edge. He grabbed hold of the low branch of a tree on the face of the cliff. He was desperately hanging on. Looking down was frightening, so he looked up and cried out a prayer for help, perhaps the greatest prayer of his life. If there is anyone up there, please, please help me. Then he heard a voice call to him, I'm here. Be not afraid. I am your God. Listen to me. The climber called out, yes, yes, I'm listening. And the voice said, let go. And the climber hesitated, looked down, then looked up and called out again, is there anyone else up there? Okay. Raise your eyebrows if you've heard that story before. In today's gospel, Jesus makes a promise to his disciples at a very difficult time in their journey with him. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me. And he promises them a home in his Father's house. Trust in me. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and take you to be with me. But Thomas isn't so sure. Thomas asks, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Just as Jesus was troubled at times in his life and he reached out in prayer, God, we too have those moments in our lives. Great fear and doubt for ourselves, for our loved ones. We have struggled as Thomas. But like him, we too somehow make the journey from deep within to believe and to trust. Carol Stumuller suggests that somehow we, like those first friends of Jesus, make the journey from our heads to our hearts and believe that to be seeking is to be found, to be on the way is to have arrived, to be straining our eyes and hearts and hopes for Jesus means to have already been found by him. We trust this relationship. Jesus is the connector, the way, the truth, and the life, so that we all come to our God through him. He has made the journey and will come again and bring us all to that place that dwelling place with God.